talk to me, damn it, or else I'm gonna throw you in the fire!
You like scary movies?
Ghost story and horror film addict.
Ooh, scary movie.
Welcome to Spooky Night with your favorite uncle and host, Alexis Chainsaw Massacre.
What the fuck is up, everybody? Welcome back to Boogie Nights. This is your host, Alexis Chainsaw Massacre, back at you after a year and a half. I am so excited. I've missed this so much. I'm sorry it's been a year and a half. Maybe I have nothing to be sorry for. Maybe nobody missed this, but I did. It has been... have seen so many movies in the last year and a half. But we come to you with a very special one. And I say we... because it's not only me today. The special surprise is that not only are we in the presence of a licensed forklift driver, we are in the presence of my husband, my other half, my taco-loving partner, Bizarro!
What's up, everybody?
Welcome, baby. It's gotta cheers this special reunion.
Cheers.
So... Arlo and I have been talking about doing this since Scream of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been lots of movies where we're pumped to talk about them, but life happens and we just never get to it.
Right.
So far in the year 2023, we watched Megan.
Which was a lot of fun. Turned out to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. From the very first scene, I was cracking up. And I don't know. I loved it, but that's not why we're here today.
That is not why we're here.
Because I don't have El Pasión for Megan like I do what we're about to talk about. And today, would you like to introduce our movie?
Well, you know, it's fun to, you know, talk about things that you enjoy, but this one really got to us, you know. Skinamarink.
Skinamarink.
It's the latest installment.
Skinamarink a dinky dinky do. Yeah. And... for those of you that have listened to my past episodes, you know that I am not one of those horror fans that comes at it with trying to find hatred or any kind of flaw, but this movie was one of two within the last 6 months that just made me so goddamn angry, agitated, whatever, what name, what have you. I can't even say words correctly because... it just brought that much terrible emotion. And, to preface this a little bit, I've heard about Skinamarink on TikTok for the last couple months. Arlo and I are avid TikTok users. I hear a lot of good horror suggestions there. I've checked a lot out recently, and some have really held up. But Skinamarink has had so much TikTok buzz. It's like, oh, it's all dark and... it's a child's nightmare, and that's all I really knew about it. So I was like, fuck yeah, let's check this out. Well, found out it was coming to Regal. Even better. Let's fucking go. Now, before we get into this, just went on Rotten Tomatoes. 76% critics, 43% audience. So far, it has been pretty polarizing, to say the least.
Right.
So, babe, what would you say the plot of this movie is?
That's a good question.
Where do we even begin?
There's not a whole lot of storyline.
No.
There's not a whole lot of anything, really. It's a lot of grayscale, staring into the middle nothingness, and jump scares, which are my least favorite cheap thing in horror, you know, because it's just to no effect. It can be done at any point. You know, they do a good job of making you anxious, you know, and then just to pull a loud scream out of nowhere with no context to the story or nothing.
None. And so right off the bat, it starts you off. They keep calling it lo-fi, which I'm not super familiar with cameras and the way they work. I'll just say that cinematography was good. But really, I'm kind of pulling that out of my ass. I don't really truly know what that means. I don't know a whole lot in the way of filming, but I will say that I've heard that this is described as lo-fi, and how because of this, lo-fi horror movies are about to be a new subgenre. If that's the case, then fuck us all. Because, god damn it. It starts off, right off the bat, real crackly, dark, hard to distinguish what's going on.
Sure, the sound effects are almost sharp, turned up real high. You know, you made the comment that it was an ASMR, you know, like...
Bad ASMR, though.
But that's what it was leaning on, you know, because there's not a whole lot to look at. So, like, you're kind of listening to this movie start.
Yeah.
And feel around for what it's about and where it's...
Yeah, and just trying to figure out what the fuck you're listening to, looking at. Right off the bat, you're seeing characters' feet, and not even just feet, angled feet. Because it's always way artsier if you film it from a weird angle.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of corners of rooms and door jams.
And you know, normally on this podcast, or I don't know if you know, I don't like to ruin anything, but fortunately and unfortunately, I don't think there's anything here to really ruin. So I think we should just go balls to the walls.
Which, I mean, that's the biggest bummer of the movie because, you know, it was intriguing. It did suck me in.
It had potential.
You know, but then it just took, it just, you know, it went nowhere.
Absolutely nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. So the premise of the movie, for all you guys that don't know, these two children, their dad left the house, I'm assuming probably for a pack of smokes, like all dads do.
But you know, you don't know that. I mean, you know nothing yet. No. So you can take joy in, like, making it up, but,
right.
Yeah.
Right, he went to the porn store and went to get a pack of smokes and just got entranced by a lot lizard and went on the road with her and never came back. You have no idea why this dad is gone.
He's just not there.
He's just not there. And then, so it's these kids, two kids, which, mind you, I didn't realize until halfway through the movie that it was a boy and a girl. They both sounded like little boys since you can't see their fucking face. And I didn't know, and the one little boy, quote-unquote, I was like, Kaylee's a really weird name for a little boy, but hey, white people, right? And then realized that, no, it was a boy and a girl that are left alone. And they allude to the fact in the beginning that their mom has been gone for some time, too.
Possibly dead, you know, maybe, you know, you don't know.
Or Misney made her pay. For all you... Northeast Ohio locals that'll get that joke. We don't know. We have no idea what happened to mom, what happened to dad. These kids are in this house. And you see their feet. There's a lot of lights off. There's a lot of shuffling of furniture. At one point, they show, oh, there used to be a toilet here. Brr, gone. The windows.
Yeah, nope. Windows and doorways, you know, disappear.
And so it's just these kids, and they're watching a lot of cartoons, like kids would do. But I swear to God, after, I don't know, two or three times of seeing this really generic, non-licensed cartoon, I was like, listen, I've seen some shit in my day as a kid, but how is this enjoyable to anybody? That's where the agitation started.
It's not even
started. Believable
these kids are watching
this cartoon. No. I'm like, you have so much to choose from, but you're watching this bullshit. And then, so it just keeps rotating through these scenes of these kids watching these cartoons. The lights going off. The lights going on. The weird... Oh, Jesus. So I didn't mean to do that.
Sound effects.
For dramatic effect, I was trying to shake the shit on my nightstand, turned on my alarm clock radio, and that's honestly about the equivalent of what happened in the movie. And this repeated, you see Legos. There was this one scene that I felt like had so much potential, and that's how I felt about the movie in general, where... ghost representation of one of their parents is sitting on a bed, and they're like, come look under the bed. And so the kid does, and nothing happens. Do you know how many times I've cringed in a movie whenever there's an under-the-bed scene?
But then they'll pull a jump scare out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know?
But with that, it was literally nothing. It was just that same static, dark nonsense. And the whole time, first of all, Arlo is not nearly as emotional and as reactive as I am to things. But I heard him the whole movie go...
I was hoping you'd get the hint, babe.
Well, okay, so I did. And I felt the same way. But for some reason, I'm like... I just kept going with this. I hope something happens. So I'm going to keep sitting through this.
Yeah, and then it turns into, oh, like, this can't be all there is. And then it turns into, like, we have to see the end of it now. It's got to go somewhere, right?
And essentially, folks, what we sat through was an hour and 40 minutes of nothing. It was all ambiance and no plot. There were, excuse me, a couple cheap jump scares. Maybe two, three.
Three or four. Yeah, there were two, three, four. Yeah, but that was literally the only jolts that I got, you know? And I hadn't seen anything going into the movie, which is... I prefer that, you know? I don't like seeing trailers and stuff. But afterwards, we watched the trailer, and that's the whole movie.
Yeah.
It's literally the whole movie.
And that's the one situation where I honestly do wish I just watched the fucking trailer, because that would have said it all. Although, me being me, I still would have gone and seen it even if I heard everybody say, this is complete dog shit.
Yeah, still, everybody go see it. I mean, check it out and, you know, your own, you know.
You should develop your own opinion.
I mean, yeah, but it sucks.
We were so fucking irritated afterwards. I was just like, let's just fucking go to Taco Bell.
We did do that.
And as soon as we got home, we let our dog out. I was just like, fuck all of this anymore. I don't want to even be down on the ground anymore. I want to go upstairs into bed eating fucking Taco Bell.
We ate Taco Bell in bed.
And I need a palate cleanser, so I think we threw on Scooby-Doo. We did. And not... you know, some shitty Scooby-Doo, where are you? But even then, I was so over it that I was like, I don't even want to watch this. And was just getting pissy in my head about Scooby-Doo, and that is not fair to Scooby-Doo. But I, at the end of the movie, I told Arlo, and I actually just wrote this very thing on Rotten Tomatoes. I said, I would have gotten more out of sitting in our dark bedroom listening to Radio Static.
Mm-hmm. It has that same kind of feel. Like, there's a points in the movie where you are just staring into that middle distance.
Yeah.
With, like, so it kind of, you kind of get lost in it. And then, I mean, there's parts that are creepy, but, like, that's all it has to offer. I don't know.
I feel like creepy is even a stretch. Yeah, that's
probably not the right
word. I feel like it's more...
because you're anticipating something, like, that's going to jump out, or that's going to, you know, like... But there's nothing visual that happens that is, you know, like you want to see, like, I don't want to see, like, a monster hanging up. I want to see the demon if that's what's going on.
Yeah, you and I both love a good creature.
Yeah, and not every movie's going to be that. And I'm not, I don't know, I guess I don't need a story, like, spoon-fed to me.
No, it doesn't have to be like... Daddy left. Dear diary. Day one. Like,
but, like, I mean, it can't all just be symbols for shit. And, like, I don't know. Maybe it was over my head. Maybe it was just over my head.
No, and we did have that conversation, too. Like, maybe we're too stupid. And I'm fine with that, honestly.
Either way, I didn't like it.
Yeah. And so we've had this conversation, I'm going to use Mother as an example, about how we tend to take things more at face value. I enjoyed Mother because it was grotesque at points.
Sure was.
Granted, we were drinking stouts much like we are now, and I haven't watched it since then. But after watching that movie, they're like, people are like, Mother Earth. I'm like, I don't care. I just saw some crazy shit on screen. I love Darren Aronofsky. I'm just keeping it at that. I don't like to read into the deeper meaning of things all the time. And for this movie, I was reading shit about, like, it's a beautiful representation of child abuse. And I'm like, okay, weird words in a sentence, first of all. Sorry, you guys. We had a little bit of technical difficulties there. I drop the mic. We're on the bed, you see. It's the most acoustically sound shit that we have. We even turned our dehumidifier off for this special occasion.
And kicked the cats out.
But, so sorry for the momentary lapse there, but we were just talking about how I just read some stuff about people who are like, oh, Skinamarink was a great, beautiful depiction of child abuse. And I'm like, first of all, those words all in a sentence don't really belong. But, and if that's what you want out of a horror movie, more power to you. I don't. Like you said, I don't need the shit spoon-fed, but literally nothing happens.
Yeah, right. There really wasn't there were no plot points, really. Like, I don't know. I guess if you search for it, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It definitely felt more like somebody was making their high school project in their house and they had two younger siblings. They were like, let's fucking do this.
It didn't feel like a theater experience.
No, and that's what I was so excited about from just a little bit I knew about this movie. I'm like, I'm ready for a good nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. Because I think shortly before that, I was going to throw on that possum movie. And I'm like, ooh, this looks like too much nightmare fuel right now.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I like that movie too, Possum. It's on Tubi. But...
And possibly Shudder.
Possibly. Possibly Hacked Fire Stick, probably. But, it was definitely a palate cleanser from this. But yeah, I guess a lot of where my head's at is this had so much potential. I appreciate the fact that it was done on a low budget. I appreciate trying to do the less is more approach and do more of the nightmares experience. However, nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
It was an hour and 40 minutes long. I feel like, and this isn't my original thought either. It was my original thought after we got out of the theater. Saw this out of the theater, and this definitely could have been some kind of short film. Whether it was 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they could have really accomplished so much in that amount of time, gotten the point across. It could have been great. They could have been done. Could have done a lot. But an hour and 40 minutes.
I think it would have hit harder as a short film.
Yeah.
You know, it would. Its impact would have been. It would have worked better that way.
I think so too. And sorry, you guys, in advance that we're having a hard time with the audio. So there's going to be a weird split in between. I apologize. It's been a year and a half. I'm still rusty.
I get back into it.
So I'm still rusty and crusty. So I have no idea what's going on there. I apologize. But yeah, I was explaining it to Arlo like this. When it comes to music, I am a music person. Lyrics, if there's lyrics, great. But if a song is all lyric and no good music, I don't give a flying fuck. And that's how I felt about this movie. There was a lot of things that could have been cool. A lot of build-up, a lot of ambiance, a lot of tone setting. Uh-huh. But then nothing else.
Yeah, it didn't add up for me either.
No. And I was telling him, I have a buddy at work that we exchange movies, we're horror buddies, and he had asked me about this movie. I said I was going to see it, whatever. And I told him, yeah, I fucking hated it, dude. But you should always absolutely go form your own opinion. Don't take what I have to say for any grain of salt. Why am I doing a horror podcast then? I don't know.
Pure fun.
Pure fun is right. So he did go see it. And mind you, my buddy, he's more accepting than I am. And I feel like I'm fairly accepting. But even the movie's pure dog shit. He's like, no, I kind of saw what they were trying to do there. So next day at work, I'm dying to know what he has to say. Hey, dude, what'd you think of Skinamarink? He's like, yeah, the moving toilet was pretty cool. And no windows. And oh, my God. And I'm trying to have an open mind and hear him out, because he's the first one I knew in person, in life, not the internet, that's seen this movie. So I'm listening. He just starts cracking up. He's like, do you think I was serious? That movie was awful. And I just started cracking up, because, like, man, I just got April Fool's in fucking January.
So, but it was still a bit of a Bonnie bonding experience.
It was.
So the movie's bringing people together.
It is.
It's not all bad.
And you know what? There's people on the internet that like it. And if you are one of those people, I really want to know. Go to Boogie Nights Podcast and Instagram and slide in my DMs and tell me your thoughts, because I would love to fucking know them. I can't remember the Facebook page off the top of my head right now. Like I said, it's been a little bit of time.
Wow.
But I will say, at the end of this movie, Arlo, he said, thank God you didn't like it too, because if you had and I didn't, I wouldn't say we have to get a divorce, but we should probably take some time apart for a little while.
Yeah, a trial separation would have had to happen.
Yeah, and that's...
It was that serious, guys.
And you know what? I made those type of vows, too. Something along those lines. I know I promised I would never die, but I also promised that... And this wasn't really written in the vows, but I promised that I would sift through the bad horror and only show you the good. Here, I didn't really have the opportunity to do that, but my God.
And I love you for it.
We made it through. The only other movie, at least that I've been this angry about, but in a different level, was Halloween Ends. But at least Halloween Ends had like two or three good scenes.
And that's probably a whole nother podcast.
Oh my God.
Honestly.
Guys. Arlo and I wanted to do a wrap-up of 2022 podcast, and the one thing I wanted to say about the year 2022 that was special is the first two times I've ever cried during horror movies. One was Scream 5, when a part of the movie happened. No spoilers.
Nice save,
man. And it was devastating. Halloween Ends was out of pure rage that I was crying, because, you know, you hate to see a 40-year legacy turn somebody into a geriatric Ninja Turtle, but at least there was a couple redeeming scenes in that. Skinamarink, zero.
Zero.
And so, like I said, drop into the DMs if you have anything else to say. I would love to hear your thoughts. My friend Rachel, that's been on this podcast, she said she's intimidated to see the movie. I'm looking face to face with a stink bug on my wall right now, and I'm way more scared about that. Fuck that shit. I don't know. Stink bugs have just been coming up in here lately, and I don't understand why. We also had dead squirrels dropping off of our house for a little while.
We did, yeah. Three within like a week.
Yeah. So, I don't know what to make of that.
It's crazy. Nothing. I don't like symbols, remember? I need that spoon fed to me.
What do the squirrels and stink bugs mean? Shit, when I was taking off the wallpaper here, I was listening to Morbid talking about skinwalkers at like fucking 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was terrified. I was like, what the fuck kind of Native American hieroglyphs am I gonna find behind this wallpaper? So I decided to put a tinfoil hat on. And you gotta take extra precautions around here sometimes.
It worked.
It did. For now. Alright, well, just to sum things up a little bit, we have a lot to look forward to coming up. Shit, this week alone, we're trying to catch up with some of the, I guess, more of the Oscar shit. So definitely want to see The Whale. Talk about Darren Aronofsky earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta see Tom Hanks do his thing. Man named Otto. Infinity Pool's out right now. I'm definitely intrigued in that. Mia Goth. You did some awesome things last year. And I was actually looking at filmography. She's in some other movies that I was like, oh, I haven't seen that in so long. I didn't realize
that it was her.
Yeah. There's one that I have called Cure for Wellness that is a beautiful movie that she's in. But also, all I remember about that movie, it's the most uncomfortable masturbation scene of all time.
Hmm.
The dude's not going too fast, but he's not going too slow.
Goldilocksing that shit?
He's Goldilocksing that masturbation scene, yeah. That's all I remember about that movie. That is a sensory deprivation chamber. I don't remember any Mia Goth. So, maybe time to revisit Cure for Wellness. So, that's coming up. We have Knock at the Cabin, which, interestingly enough, Rotten Tomatoes is wrong. Just did their last episode about Avatar The Last Airbender. Were the reviews right or wrong? I'm like, oh no, they're right. That is the only movie I've ever walked out of in a theater because it was so bad. And almost did the same for Skin of Marink. I hope.
Damn near.
And oddly enough, before this, the last episode I had done was Old. The last M. Night movie that came out. Uh-huh. And I was starting to let up on him a little bit. Like, hey, maybe I've been harsh all along. I am an M. Night hater, but I've watched all of his shit. So it's like, you know, I'm giving the man money.
Right.
The Visit is awesome. There's some redemption there. So we got that. We got Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh, Blood and Honey and Cocaine Bear?
Cocaine Bear! Oh, it's going to be so good. Yeah. If you guys haven't watched the trailer for Cocaine Bear, not a quote-unquote horror movie, but honestly, I think there's going to be some scenes in that movie that are probably a little bit terrifying.
It's early for Oscar season, but come on.
I don't want to give it Oscar buzz yet, but watch the ambulance scene.
Yeah, I want to see that bear on the carpet.
I want to see that shit. And it's all made without a claymation, so it looks pretty cool.
That's not true.
It's not true. Yeah, we got that. Horror-wise, I feel like there's something else coming, too. So, oh, Scream's coming in March, but I feel like there's even something else. You know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But for the time being, do you have any last words to say to this beautiful audience?
I love you, beautiful audience.
I love you, too, beautiful audience. Hey, thank you for tuning back in. Again, sorry for the jump in audio. The stink bug is flying closer to my face. Not really, but it's flying around the room, and I'm not all about that. Fuck this shit. All right, guys. Stay well. Stay spooky. All right. Peace.
Peace, bitches.
Peace.